This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty. I know I'm happy. Greg's happy. It's a 9 o'clock stretch, fourth final hour of the get together. Not that our day ends, but but the show ends. So, it is 9:07, by the way, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we've got a special guest in the studio, Lisa Sicasio. She is the public information officer for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And Lisa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, I think we got to talk a little bit. I think you just joined, right, as the PIO?
Yes, it's about almost 2 years now. I joined in October of 2023.
But see, this is the first time they've let her be here alone. Oh. I don't know if they, you know, I'm not sure what that means, but
she's used to a little flashier kind of a set with cameras and lights. The TV gig, you walked away from a TV gig to give to the public, and we thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Jesus had great plans for me. I didn't really see it in the as it first all was coming together, but I can tell you just I am so happy, and he clearly knew what he was doing to get where I am.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
We're glad things are working out for you. And it's busy, busy, I'm sure. The sheriff's office, that's a big organization. There's a lot of things going on. Back to school is still on everybody's mind, even though we're technically back to school. What about some of the safety tips for the kids and the parents and things like that? Just give us, I guess, some of the basics that sometimes we just start to forget.
Okay, so big thing is obviously we have an increase in traffic, right? As we are going back. So everyone, please be patient. Oh, my goodness. If you need to give yourself a few extra minutes in the morning just for yourself.
Or give yourself a Xanax in the morning. No, I mean, I didn't mean that.
Or some extra caffeine maybe so you can be a little bit more alert.
No, you don't want people amped up and stuck in traffic. That's
okay.
Not a good combo.
That's true. Now, speaking of being stuck in traffic, so obviously we have more school buses. We have the stop signs out. We have the school crossing guards. Please listen to the school crossing guards. This is their domain. They're there to keep the children safe. Mm-hmm. They're also there to help you with your traffic flow. And I can say this, I know we're probably all guilty of it. When you are at a red light, you're like, oh, let me answer this text message real quick. Do not do that in a school zone. I repeat, do not do that. If you do that, you're going to get a ticket.
You're talking about the phones?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, or even just emails. Like, just if you're in a school zone,
put your phone down.
Yes. Whatever it is, it can wait for your safety and the children's safety. And again, with the school crossing guards, if you are a child, if you're crossing, get off your phone. Pay attention. Look where you're going.
And that's the law.
Yes. And if you're on a bicycle, walk with your bicycle. Do not ride it across. So that's something really, really big. And then
good luck with that one.
And then just a really other quick note, too, with our school resource deputies. Obviously, they're back on our campuses. But we have a new face on our team. And he has floppy ears. and he's really fluffy. I hope you know where I'm going with this.
I hope it's not some... Well, anyway.
He needs a haircut, but he keeps his hair long to cover his ears. Okay.
We have Canine Bar. He is our new school resource deputy doggy. So he is replacing Canine Ruger. Ruger retired earlier this year. We just got Bar, so we're super excited. So this is his first school year on campus, and he is a lab, super lovable. And if you have a tennis ball, he will be your best friend.
I know the type. I've gone through many tennis balls with my two dogs. One's a lab, one's a golden retriever. So, yeah, they probably make excellent, canine patrol. Take them to kids that are sick in the hospital.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody likes that friendly kind of face that most labs have. So that's excellent. Okay, because I was going to ask you about resource officers, and that's the new one. What about the rest of the deputies? Do we have all the schools covered?
Yes. So we have, they're broken up into three different zones. So we have our East Side schools as our Alpha zone. Then we have our Bravo, which is our more central Gainesville, like Kanapaha, Meadowbrook, Buholt. And then we have more towards our West Side, like Newberry, Archer. And that's going to be our, so we have Alpha, Bravo, and Delta. And then we have some floats. And just the float schools are the float school resource deputies. They're the ones that if someone calls out or scheduling, that they're going to go fill in. That way all the schools are covered.
Well, one of the things that's going on, I think, is maybe similar. Marion County just had a sting operation to get, basically perverts that were trying to hook up with kids. And I want to say 40 arrests. And they said they could do that all day, every day, and never run out of people to bust. And it's such a sad statement to make. But, you know, same thing. Alachua County is not immune to it either. And you folks have been busy, too. It was called Operation Summer Sizzle.
Correct. So this was last week, over 4 days. So it was August 4th through the 7th. ASO, we teamed up with the Alachua Police Department, Gainesville Police Department, High Springs Police Department, and FDLE, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, for a multi-day joint operation. And we were looking at sex offenders, sexual predators, and career offenders. Now, there is a difference between them. I'm not going to really go into the minutiae of it, but between sexual offenders and predators, that's based on the severity of the crime and then the circumstances surrounding it. And then you have career offenders. The best way to explain that is someone who is a repeat offender to the exponential degree, who is really doing some terrible felony level crime. So we were looking at them and making sure that they are following their guidelines. And we basically, what we're doing is compliance checks. So you're going to go out there, all of our deputies, they teamed up, we combined our resources, and we're making sure that what's on their driver's license matches what's on their paperwork, that we're making sure that where they live is correct, that their phone numbers are correct. If they have social media, that they're updating that. If they have any vehicles on their property, that's on the paperwork. Because a lot of the times when they become a sexual offender, predator, career offender, they get a packet and they sign off on it saying, yes, I understand, I agree, I'm going to abide by these rules. Unfortunately, they do not. And if they do not, that's a third degree felony. We have to take them to jail. And a lot of the times when you're looking at the sexual predators and offenders, they have committed crimes against children. So we want to make sure that we are holding them accountable. So we went out over those 4 days. And little fact here, there are 682 sexual predators and offenders just in Alachua County.
682.
That's not including the career offenders. So altogether through those 4 days, we did 255 compliance checks. We made 8 arrests and we authored 54 warrant affidavits. And that's just a way of saying that anyone that we went to go see them.
And
we couldn't get in contact with them. So they maybe just weren't there. But we realized, like looking at the property, that they were definitely not in compliance. So I can tell you, I went out last week along with Captain Sims and we did some ride alongs with them. And there was one place we went to, we were going to go check on a career offender. And we were like, all right, let's make sure he lives where he says he is. We get there. The house was abandoned.
Clearly.
No doors. Yep, clearly, there's garbage. And if for anyone that's listening, it's like, hey, like we want to see this. What is that like? We actually released a video yesterday on our social media page that they can go look at, kind of like the behind the scenes. And basically, they're going to be like, they're on the ride along with us and see what I'm talking about. So that was someone that obviously they were sworn complainted because we couldn't get in contact with them.
And there's lists where these folks are supposed to be
correct.
Living. And if you live in a community, especially if you have kids, that should be of great interest to you. And that way, if you know, okay, there's a house down there, you can kind of keep an eye on the home. And if you see it looks like nobody's there anymore, it wouldn't hurt to call that in, would it?
No, absolutely not. And then, I'm so glad that you said that. A lot of the times I feel like when people they haven't something that they want to talk to law enforcement about, but it's not an emergency, so they don't want to call 911. So they're like, what should we do? We have a non-emergency line. That's 352-955-1818, option 5. Again, 352-955-1818, option 5. They can also go on our website. We'll have that there. But that is a wonderful resource. You can call in and mention that, and they'll dispatch call takers. They'll help get a deputy out there.
Yeah, it won't be high priority because there's other things going on.
Correct.
But it'll be on the list, and it'll get covered at some point. And if it's like that, and they say, yeah, abandoned house, we can't get in touch with the guy. Mm-hmm. He or she is on this list, and we're going to follow through on it. Community Fun Day. Let's end it on a high note. What happened?
Okay, this is so exciting. So, one, our sheriff is so huge about building the gaps and bridges with our community. And I think any time that you have probably dealt with law enforcement, unfortunately, it was probably on your worst day, right? So you have some kind of traumatic
experience. It was after they wrote the ticket, but go ahead.
There you go.
Details, Bob. Details.
And even if they helped you, and you still maybe have a traumatic experience. So we want to get away from that. And our deputies, they like to have fun. We all like to have fun. It's such a stressful job. So we're bridging that gap. We did a community fun day where you can come out. It was 100% free. And we had volunteers that donated their time and their resources for free for the community. This was last Saturday for 4 hours. We had bounce houses. We had water slides. We had our special teams vehicles out there. If you went to go see our bomb team, you could put on their bomb suit. You got to see their robot.
Wow.
We had hamburgers and hot dogs. What was really fun to see is the Alachua County Fire Rescue. They brought out one of their fire trucks, and they had their hoses out. So if you were a kid, because it was very, very hot, you could run through it. It was so great. Just thank you to anyone who came out. Thank you to all the volunteers. Really made it a success, and we're definitely going to be doing it in the future because it was so fun.
That's great. You want kids in the community to not be afraid of law enforcement and to use them as a resource. When something you know is not right, you want the kids to communicate that as well.
Yeah, and we had other vendors out there too, like the library, the Child Advocacy Center. So if you just had any questions for something else that maybe wasn't law enforcement, but you wanted to get in contact with and just really know what's going on in your community, they were out there too.
Thank you so much for your time. It is great to see you. Lisa Sicazio, PIO for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, and let's do this again soon.
Sounds good. I love you all.
9:17 on the Bob Rose Show, about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, is it a great day or what, Greg?
Oh, it's a fabulous day.
You are so blessed to get to work with me every day.
Oh, that's
Did I mention that again today?
You might have.
I usually don't do it on the air.
Usually off the air. Greg, you know how lucky you are to work with me.
He knows it's just the opposite. He knows. His mom knows for sure.
Oh,
his pastor knows.
Oh,
everybody knows. So how'd you deal with Bob today? What was his problem today? What was his issue? I have to say,
yes.
I've been in radio for 40-something years, as you have as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to admit, for morning guys, we're pretty easy to go and pretty easy to work with.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fun, and what you hear every day is just us doing what we do, and we love it.
Because we worked in different places, different markets, and the morning guy, not always.
There's some prima donnas.
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, had that little...
They make Bob look humble. I mean, seriously.
Look, my ego gets out of control. I simply, look at my paycheck and my bank balance and snap back into reality, and then I'm, good old Bob again.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
There you go.
How do you keep a relationship going? Well, this isn't about Greg and I, because ours is going swimmingly well.
Yeah.
And maybe this is part of our success. We're not a couple, but we work together every day. Mm-hmm. Couples who bond over what's considered a naughty or nasty habit are actually happier.
Really?
Couples who bond over this nasty habit are happier. The partners feel like they're on the same team. Do you know what the nasty habit is? It's nothing sexual, because you think when I'm doing the story, it could be, but it's not.
I don't know. I really have no clue.
Gossip.
Really?
You know?
Because you're in the know, and you've got that little bonding moment.
What's the lowdown? What's the story
on
what's his face or what's her face,
Interesting.
And, but biblically we know that's, we're taught Sunday school. That's naughty. Don't be doing that.
Yeah, there's that.
A new study from UC Riverside titled Spill the Tea, Honey. Gossiping predicts well-being in same and different gender couples. This was revealed that couples who gossip together are not only bonded more deeply, but also happier and more satisfied in their romance. It's kind of like you're sort of sharing, I guess, a secret in some ways.
Yeah.
And you can go, can you believe that? You just, it does. It puts you on the same team. And they said, whether or not we want to admit it, everyone gossips. Well, I never. Hardly ever. Anyway, Chandler Spar, first author of the study, told UC Riverside, gossip is ubiquitous. And that might not be such a bad thing in this case. A team of researchers tracked 76 romantic couples, both same gender and different gender, using a portable listening device called the electronically activated recorder. Wow, would you like to live knowing that everything's being recorded?
No.
And it tried, they want to make it so that you kind of forget about it, obviously. It's very, passively recorded snippets of daily conversation. And the device captured only about 14% of the participants' daily speech. So you mostly had your privacy, but you agreed to give some up. And just from that alone, they said that the participants gossiped for what would be an average of 38 minutes a day.
Wow. Okay.
And nearly 29 of those minutes spent gossiping with their partner. But they're saying that's a good thing. And everyone was better off for it across the board. Couples who gossip more frequently reported higher levels of personal happiness. It was also linked to better relationship quality, although the effect was slightly less pronounced. I'm not I'm not a fan of the gossip thing. I'm not going to lie and say sure. I've never done it or participated in it. I think it's a little less harmful in this scenario. When you're a couple,
right.
your significant other has a life, friends, work people. Mm-hmm. It may or may not cross over into your people, your right. friends, your work. So a lot of times the gossiping doesn't go anywhere. Do you know what I mean by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it is a good stopping point. So,
right.
Yeah,
it's like if you sense. Tell me something, well, it's not like I'm going to walk up to your friend the next time we're at a neighborhood gathering and go,
right.
hey, I heard you did something pretty nasty.
Right.
So, yeah, it's sort of like
interesting.
I don't have a reason to interact or to spread that.
Sure. Right.
And vice versa.
Right.
Right. Your
makes
stuff
sense.
You come home with.
Yeah.
You know,
makes sense.
And I say, you know, Betsy, don't tell anyone, but I got to tell you about Greg.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what did he do today?
Uh-huh.
It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Happy Thursday. Here we are, just one step away from the weekend. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Border enforcement just breaking record after record. Yep, in a good way. Yep, like breaking records for hardly any illegal crossings. Yeah. It's dropped to the lowest level ever recorded for 2 months in a row.
That's amazing.
Great work, President Trump. Great work, Border Patrol. Great work, ICE. Just really doing great work. And I'm glad. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said, and for the third straight month, there is zero. I'm sorry, I'm corrected. Third straight month, zero illegal aliens released into the country. When you fortify your border, restore deterrence, and empower Border Patrol agents to do their jobs and enforce the laws on the books like President Trump has, this is the incredible result. Well said. Another month of a secured border, the CBP wrote in an update Wednesday. So illegal immigration, it has been a huge issue for most Americans. And they voted for the guy, mostly, because he was the guy who said he was going to do something about it. And he had proven himself in his first term. So I guess people didn't realize how bad it could get. Mm-hmm. And it did under Biden, wide open.
Yeah, big time.
And many people recognized why that was not a good thing and voted appropriately. So we'll see. The Democrats keep making huge mistakes. And to that, I say, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing so well. Just keep it up.
Absolutely. Right? The party of pro-crime and pro-open borders, I mean, that's one in for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just double fault every time they serve the ball, and it's just fine with me.
It's amazing.
All right. So, also, the president did say something. Kind of a chuckler. People are asking, speaking of Chuck, asking why, hey, you going to get together with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries? Well, I guess, the president said, but it's almost a waste of time to meet because they never approve anything. If we want money to fight crime, if we want money to do only good things, just good things, let's not even talk about controversial stuff. They don't want to meet about anything. They're stuck. They don't know what to do.
Wow.
Now, I would say more than half are sane, which I think the president is giving them a huge benefit of the doubt.
Well, yeah, probably.
He's referring to Democrats. I would say more than half are sane, but they're led by insane people. Yeah.
Wow.
And a CNBC poll conducted late July, early August, it showed, yeah, that just 24% people had a favorable view of the party. Like I said, looking good, Democrat Party. Mm. You keep on rolling. Yeah. You go, you little tigers, go. Maxine Waters, just keep talking trash, woman. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
She apparently believes that President Trump is leading us into a civil war. A civil war.
By stopping illegal immigration?
That's right. Cracking down on illegal immigration.
Huh.
What kind of civil war would that be?
I don't know how that would work. I really don't. It doesn't really make any sense to me.
So she's saying that, is she saying that some of the people that are here illegally are bad people and would fight?
I don't know.
And would fight with our law enforcement and would fight with our government?
I think she's just being typical lefty. She's just pulling one of the things out of the hat. So Civil War, Nazi, you know, fascist. I think they just pull one of the hat and just announce it no matter what the topic is. Just to call him something and accuse him of something. Because it doesn't have to make sense to them.
Right.
I mean, okay, not, okay, Hitler, what? Yet the people of Israel love him and Netanyahu wants him to get a peace prize. But he's Hitler. I mean, wouldn't you think at some point they'd realize, okay, that really does sound stupid when we say that?
No, I don't think that they think that way.
Yeah, obviously they don't.
No. But if Maxine Waters thinks that some of these crowds that have formed that have gotten in the way of ICE, and they've done that several times, including apparently in D.C. Just recently, just yesterday,
mm-hmm.
If she thinks that's representative of a lot of the Democrats and a lot of the voters, she couldn't be more wrong about that. Those, again, are the same roving bands of people that are basically getting paid. They're rent-a-mobs. And that's exactly what you're seeing. This is not grassroots. This is not the people are outraged. The average person that lives in Washington, D.C., and I don't care about political affiliation, what color or gender they are, they want safe streets. And President Trump is doing everything in his power to try to make that happen. And I think even if people have a dislike for him, they have to understand and respect and appreciate what he's trying to do for them. And I think, by and large, they do. They will. Mm-hmm. Seven nations now endorsing Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. He is the president of peace.
Yep.
But we know that. All right? We know that he is. And from law enforcement, which, by the way, we were talking to Lisa Sicasio from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. She's the PIO. And I thought it was a really good interview.
She's
and if
awesome.
You,
she's
and if
awesome.
You missed it, well, there's no reason you need to miss it. Because you've got the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Just hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So speaking of law enforcement, British cops wearing tight-fitting gym-type clothes or jogging outfits. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the, you know, the crushed velvet two-piece warm-up suit.
Oh, no, okay. That's having a flashback.
No, we're talking about the stuff that's a little more form-fitting.
The modern tight stuff, kind of.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you want to call it, yoga, right. Pant tight.
And we are talking about female cops here, just for reference point.
Well, so far.
But
you just never know.
You just never know. Good point.
But no, the reason they're doing it, female cops in England went undercover as joggers wearing these tight-fitting clothes in a bid to elicit catcalls. And then arrest some of the men. Yeah.
Well, how embarrassing that would be. You got to call your wife and tell her you got arrested for
whistling at a police officer.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. You know, it does seem a little entrapment-like, doesn't it? The Surrey Police Department created a trial task force, which lasted about a month and led to 18 arrests for offenses like sexual assault, harassment, and theft. The female officers were sent during rush hour to what they call hotspots, where open sexual harassment of women apparently is commonplace, and they pretended to be joggers. One of our officers was honked at within 10 minutes. Then another vehicle slowed down, beeping and making gestures just 30 seconds later. That's how frequent it is. And one of the officers in the group said harassment she faced during the trial period reflects her everyday experience in Surrey.
Wow.
We get catcalled. We get honked at. People slow down and just stare or lean out the window to shout something. But is any of that, that might be in very poor taste. That might show a lack of class.
Right.
You might look like an idiot. But is it illegal?
Well, but a lot of things have become illegal that used to we wouldn't have thought of. I mean, you know, they've got the thought police over there. If you know, remember the dude that was praying silently to himself across the street from an abortion clinic got arrested.
That's true.
And he wasn't doing anything out loud. So if you wanted to do the catcalls or the whistling or the woohoos at Cops in Tights, sounds like a movie. Then yeah, I guess so.
Not one that I want to see anytime.
Not necessarily, but, you know.
And they said that, look, this behavior is either a precursor to something more serious or it's ignorance and it's fixable. So I guess they figure they get people in line by, you know, if you give them maybe a simple ticket and tell them that is, you know, not acceptable. And, you know, use the old adage that, you know, what if that was your, you know, daughter, sister, mother, or wife? And would you like them to be yelled at, whistled at, you know?
Right.
But to use law enforcement and the resources there.
Yes. Because they've got serious issues in England to deal with. So,
I wish they would have elaborated and said, you know, a couple of these arrests, this person touched that person.
Sure.
Or chased them or followed them or something that would be a little bit more serious than just saying, woo, woo, looking good, baby. Now, that might be, you know, not good.
Right.
Unacceptable behavior. But know that you need to go chase them down and put them in the clink.
Wow.
I don't know.
Never can tell.
Well, you know what Barney Fife always said. Andy, you got to nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud.
You got to nip it in the bud.
Otherwise, it's going to get worse, so you got to stop them down. So.
Yeah, and we don't truly know how that feels. Although I did get catcalled.
Oh, Bob, you know what it is to feel like a piece of meat. Just the women, you know, everywhere you go, the paparazzi, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was back in my immature days when, you know, I was...
When was that?
Probably, well, yeah, a week ago.
Okay.
That, you know, I was so insecure that, you know, it was meant as a compliment, I'm sure. But
sure.
I wouldn't say the same thing to someone else on the street. And you know where it happened?
Where's that?
Gainesville.
Really?
In front of the university.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A girl turned around and said, hey, nice
really?
Backside.
Wow.
I guess I, in all fairness, I should tell you that I was probably 19.
Okay, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it didn't happen last week.
No, okay.
That would be weird.
Nice. Yeah, it would. Hey, old guy! Oh, never mind. Thank you.
I obviously made an impression on me. I still remember it. I go, I need to move to this town, and eventually I did.
Stuck with you.
It's 9:47. Time for you to call in, air it out, and have a good time with it.
Yes.
Yeah, good upbeat, positive thoughts, things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it's another awesome day, and you know, it's all about attitude, and that's why we have Things That Make You Smile, Upbeat Positive Thoughts, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. Let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Oh, you guys are awesome. I just checked my weather, and I see all these sunshine things going, so I mean, for today... And tomorrow, I'm sure everybody's going to agree with me, what a great time to go and jump in your sports car, tear the top off, and go check out some macadam.
Uh-oh, I feel like I'm being stalked, Greg.
Yeah, telling you, because you drove the little car today.
Yeah, I drove my little sports car today.
Uh-huh.
Because...
you can.
My better half washed it up.
Nice.
Made it look good. I even put a little wax on some of the spots. Only the spots that I, you know... Where you really need it.
Yeah.
You don't have to wax the whole thing, do you?
Yeah. Taking the top off, Gainesville Jeepers meeting tonight. Going to hang out with those guys. A lot of Sky listeners in that group.
Hanging out at a garage.
Yeah.
That starts with an F.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Smoking Gun is up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. He's just about to make a new TV comeback after being such a silly guy. Actor Jussie Smollett, remember that name? This is 6 years ago, and he's just about to get on a new show, Special Forces World's Toughest Test. And here he comes, opening his big pie hole again, claiming that it was not a hoax. It was real, and he's still denying that he engaged in that hoax, despite... an overwhelming amount of evidence. Yep. Yeah, it was a hoax, Jussie. Sure it was. Uh-huh. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.